State Representative Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. It's good to talk to you. We've had some misses lately, and glad to be on.
Yeah, thank you for being on. What's going through your mind as you're in the last days of your job as a state representative?
You know, there's still quite a few months left, but, you know, some of the things that are happening at the Capitol are things that obviously I wouldn't agree with. Certainly, the report of those bills yesterday from the Senate Judiciary Committee would not have been something I would support.
What a nice segue. Let's talk about those abortion bills. We had State Senator Rick Jones on the program just a little bit ago. What's your take on that?
Pardon me?
What's your take on those three bills?
Well, the bills, you know, the way that they're structured, you know, it isn't really a bill about, these aren't bills about licensing these clinics or inspecting them, because I don't think anybody has any problem with the idea of any kind of medical facility, no matter what it does, being licensed and inspected. It's the structure that is set up in the bills. I know it's a little bit complicated, but essentially this would eliminate most of these facilities in the state of Michigan. And the way that it's structured is really an attempt to sort of backdoor eliminate these clinics and this opportunity for women to make a choice in the state of Michigan. So that's my criticism of the bill. It's not the idea of licensing and inspecting.
Senator Rick Jones said that not being able to throw fetuses in a dumpster and having a nurse on hand and making sure that a woman isn't forced to have an abortion, these are all the items as well as others that would be covered by these bills. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, that's already been dealt with. And I know Rick made a big deal a couple of years ago, he was on Judiciary Committee in my committee at the time when there was a report of this happening in Grand Ledge, this disposal of human fetuses into the local trash. There was an investigation, and in fact, that wasn't happening. And so I don't think it happens anywhere in the state of Michigan, but Rick has gotten a lot of mileage out of this issue.
So you think he's making that up?
I think he's making that up. That's exactly correct.
Really?
I really do.
That's a bold accusation to make.
It's not an accusation. It's something that I don't think he's making it up, but someone has told him that this occurred, and they did an investigation. It wasn't accurate, and Rick knows that.
So is this now, is this
the
just
the question of disposal of human fetuses? I think is a legitimate issue for the legislature to address. But we've already addressed that. We've had legislation that takes care of it.
So you think this is a way just to chip away at abortion rights?
That is correct. And I think that's been sort of a plan we've seen for a lengthy period of time, which is a little bit here, a little bit there, and then the next thing you know, you don't really have any rights.
There was an East Lansing couple who recently had some work done on their house, and they had two very shady individuals approach them. Tell us about this story, because I know you want to get the word out.
Well, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, when people are rocked, even if, you know, somebody breaks into your car and takes things, you feel violated. I mean, it's gut-wrenching. You know, it eliminates this vision of safety that you have, you know, related to you. And we had a couple in East Lansing who had some work done in their house. A couple of people came to the door and said they were there to take a look at the work and make sure they were satisfied with it. And they didn't ask for ID. They just had the work done, so they assumed that these people represented the company that did the work. And they went in the backyard, and while they were in the backyard, their accomplice, these two people's accomplice, entered the house and robbed them of some significant jewelry that was in the house. And, you know, this could happen to anybody. You know, as I knock on doors throughout the area, or you drive around, you see just a lot of work being done on houses, that this was the scam developed by these thieves, and I just wanted to make sure that people were aware that this scam was out there. I don't have, you know, 50,000 people on my email list, but I've got a significant number. Hopefully the word is spread, because I think a lot of times, even in the newspaper, when these things are reported, some people just sort of miss the story. And so I tried to make sure that that story got out. People should be very aware that this has happened in this region. And they should be aware of that, especially if they're having work done on their house, so that they can be cautious.
Mark, I'm up against the clock. We will talk with you again next week. I want to talk with you about your campaign for judge and see how that's going and catch up with you. So we'll be back in touch with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Have a great day.